sneaking from the Vale to Freeport, avoiding the fallen knights, when a figure rode up beside me. Shadow strangled my wits and sights. He was dressed in old etched ivy, seemed to know the path before the night. He said, "You've chosen a dangerous road. Stay with me, you'll be all right." We rode through the cursed forest, never saw a ghoul or ghost. The elf rode with his head held high, a stance that I could never boast. Then I noticed a stranger was ghostly floating, his horse's hooves made no sound. He turned and spoke, and his words echoed all around. And he said, "Ranger, can you make your arrows fly and scream? Have you seen the word command without a word? Have you heard the angels sing? Or can you take what others have been denied? 'Cause if you've chosen this path, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." We were coming on the common lands, and he turned his steed around. He said, "This is far as I can go, son. Take care, you're on your own." I bowed to him and said, "Spirit, have you been here since the war?" I looked at his eyes lit with fire, and he said, "They call me Kithakor." And he said, "Ranger, can you make your arrows fly and scream? Have you seen the world come in without a word? Can you hear the angels sing? Boy, can you take what others have been denied? 'Cause if you've chosen this path, let me tell you, it's a long, hard ride." And he said, "Ranger, can you fly your arrows and make it scream? Have you seen the word come in without a word? Can you hear the angels sing? Boy, can you take what others have been denied? 'Cause if you've chosen this path, let me tell you, it's a long, hard ride. If you've chosen this path, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride."